Hey there.
Hello. I'm Carly Lewis.
And I'm Jamie Lewis.
And you are listening to Cats the Musical, the Movie, the Podcast.
A weekly episodic recount of what we think the 2019 adaptation of Cats the Musical
is.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for listening last week.
It was so fun seeing everyone send messages and pop up on our feed that they're listening.
Yeah, we have like a little counter, and we were really pleased with the amount of, like, pleased is the wrong word.
It was surprising.
Yeah,
very surprising.
Very surprising.
So thank you, our faithful followers.
Faithful
to 1 week.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun making this, and we have some fun stuff to announce at the very end.
So stick around.
Yeah, stick around. Got some, a couple of cool things in the works with the fun stuff.
Right. We're not professionals, but we are having fun doing this, so thanks for hanging in.
Absolutely.
Previously on Cats the Musical, the Movie, the Podcast.
Okay, scene one.
It needs to be with Grisabella in high society.
Do cats have cars? Like the plastic Barbie Jeep that you could get from Toys R Us?
Yes.
Okay. Grisabella is driving around town with her gal pals.
Bomb Ballerina.
So T Swift.
And Jemima.
Jemima. Alright, so it's like a we will never stop. And they blow through a red light right there.
Okay.
Look out behind us. There was a cop played by
Sean Spencer.
So James Rhodey pulls them over and he goes, excuse me, ma'am. Oh, Grisabella, there was a stop sign back on there.
There
on
was what? No, sweaty. I think you're mistaken.
You're right, I am. Okay, goodbye. What's my name?
Goodbye, Sheriff Sean.
Sheriff Sean. All right, there it is.
Okay, then Grisabella rolls up her window, puts her sunglasses on. She says, and that's how it's done.
Act one, scene one.
That was it. All right, what's happening in scene two?
Who are we going to... So, are we going to maybe follow another story for Act 1, Scene 2? Or are we going to continue on with one of these stories? So, I could see us potentially hanging out with Sad Boy Sean. Or I could see us going into the nightlife of the Jellicoe's.
High society,
high
glamour
society,
cats.
Yeah, glamorous. I can see us doing either of those or potentially panning to another. What are you feeling? Who are you most interested
feel
in?
Like we should focus on the Jellicoe cats.
Okay.
So go and see what they're doing. What's the hot goss? Where they're hanging.
Dish that tea, sis?
Yeah, sip that tea.
Sip that tea. Okay.
Dish that tea. I don't know what people say.
I don't know either.
Okay, so I say we focus on them.
So I always imagined them kind of going downhill speeding, and then at the bottom of a downhill, there was the stop sign that they blew through. So the camera pans as they are now going uphill, and we see big skyscrapers and the searchlights and the bright city. The big bright city.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a specific city?
I think it is New York.
Is it New York or is it? I can't think of any cat.
It's Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
It's that dirt town, Cincinnati.
Yeah, so we pan up and we see bright Cincinnati. There is one specific building that seems to be standing out, standing above the rest. Can they be headed to that building?
Yes, Whisker Tower.
Whisker Tower.
That's
Love
where they're
it.
Headed.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a big skyscraper with four whiskers on each side of it.
Love it.
Okay.
Can it be like a little? So it's not a literal cat head, but it
no.
does. It is like rounded at the top.
It's
like
rounded
some.
At the top. It has some pointy little triangle things at the top that look like ears.
Okay.
And then whiskers, but it's like an abstract. Kitty
yeah.
cat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. I am about that.
Whisker Tower.
Whisker Tower. Okay. So they are driving on to Whisker Tower. We hear car noises as
mm-hmm.
they continue to speed because they are above the law,
right.
I guess, as Jellicles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a... I don't know... Grizabella, I feel kind of bad about being mean to little Meek Sean.
You don't need to feel bad when you're a Jellicle.
Okay. Who's talking right now?
I don't know. I feel like that might be Jemima.
Okay, I am Jemima. Okay, that doesn't explain away my existential angst, but we will continue.
You were born into this life, so you just live it up.
Guess.
Just live it up, sweaty.
I guess I don't want to push back too hard because I want to still be friends with you.
All right, so they go to Whisker Tower.
Did they drop off their car at a valet?
Of course.
Does the valet let's describe a fun thing that the valet does.
Okay.
So Grizabella tosses him the keys and says, "Don't scratch it. Meow." And then he gets in and he would do the classic valet thing of he speeds off and has fun in the fun Barbie Jeep.
Right, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes.
Sort of thing.
Yep. Okay, so they are walking into the tower. I'm imagining they're going to the top floor.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
There's
of
a
course.
Rooftop bar.
Love it. Does
okay.
the rooftop bar also have one of those little thing, carpet things that cats climb up into?
Yes,
okay.
That's what all the stairs
boots.
Are.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay, no,
okay, so
thinking,
they climb up there.
I was thinking elevator so that we don't have to do a 15-minute shot of them going up 60 stories.
That's not how the real movies do it. Okay, elevator, but yes, the boots are like
yeah,
cat,
little cat
carpeted, whatever those are called.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what those are called. Scratch posts? Scratching post? I don't know.
Something.
That's what they are. Okay, so they're sitting in one of those carpeted cat areas. Waiters are coming over, handing them drinks. Everyone's asking to get pictures with Grizabella. Like, "Oh, Grizabella, you're so famous. Come, will you take my picture with me? Will you sign?"
Excuse me, Grizabella.
Yes.
Hi, I've been a fan of yours. Ever since I was a little boy,
mm-hmm.
and can I get your potograph?
Yes, of course. Oh, I'm so happy you came to see me. She signs his potograph.
And it says, "Don't grow up to be a loser, Grizabella."
Exactly. Okay, so she signs that. All these people are coming up to her. And then she gets a tap on the shoulder from a cat in a really fancy suit. And he says, "Grizabella, they're ready for you."
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So, at this point...
A piano? Bo-do-do-do-do-do-do-dum.
No.
And it goes back down. Okay, so she doesn't go up to the stage.
No, she doesn't.
Go okay.
To the stage.
Well, when someone goes up to the stage, there is the classic. And then Grizabella
goes.
Yes,
but it doesn't take her that long, or it doesn't take her that short. So she needs a little more time to get up to the stage.
Okay. So we're gonna film the whole her going. Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me. And then she gets up on stage.
Jamie, I told you, we're not professional. I don't know how this works.
It's just a quick cut.
Also, I feel like I should not be Grizabella because I'm a terrible actress.
Tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
We are not locked into specific roles.
Okay.
We just speak for whichever cat we want to.
Great, okay.
And we kind of try to do whatever voice the last person did.
Okay, that's fine. That relieves so much pressure for
cool.
me.
Cool, yes. Yeah,
I don't want to be the main character.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I don't want you to be the main character always.
Okay, rude. All right, so...
Ba-da-da-da-dum. Quick cut. She's in a... She takes off her outer coat.
Her fur coat.
Gross. What fur?
Jellico fur.
That's so dark.
I don't know. What other animals
it's
are in
fake
there?
Fur.
Okay,
it's
faux
fur.
Fur. She takes off her giant faux fur jacket.
And it's a sequin dress.
Yes.
And so yeah, okay, so that happened. I know it may seem like my life is so great. And there's like a trumpet with like a, what are those called? The thing, like the place.
I don't know.
Like,
I'm not a music person.
But let me tell you what is on my plate.
My life is great. Da da
da da da da da da da da. My life is awesome. I can't complain. Things are fantastic, and
I am not plain.
I am not plain. Ba ba no wow wow wow.
Da da da.
Wow wow wow. I always get the table I want. And at that point, she like waves at her friends, and they go like, "Grisabella, hey!" Whenever I walk to a restaurant, wow, bow, wow, 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 ba, 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 bow, wow, wow, wow. My life is easy. My life is great. I should stop this song because it's not great. Bow, wow, wow, wow. It's not great. Bow, wow, wow, wow. All right, and then everyone is so excited.
Standing
and
ovation, Abby.
She gets flowers on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Sardines.
Catnip.
Catnip.
A little roll-up cigar.
Does she get like, kind of zooted off the catnip?
No, this is a clean podcast.
You're right.
Anyway.
Zooted is just another word for excited.
Anyway, they all clap for her, and she heads back to her seat. Then we pan away back to Sean Spencer.
Okay, Sheriff Sean. Where
Sheriff
is he?
Sean.
Is he...
He's in a dark alley with a bunch of other cop friends, a bunch of other cat cops. And he says, you know... I just wish I had the confidence to take down the Jellicle cats. And I think that's the end of scene two.
Yeah, that's the end of scene two.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for listening this week. Exciting news. So we have an Instagram.
Wednesday. We currently have 0 posts, but we will be posting.
Yeah,
on
we will
it.
Be posting. But yeah, go follow us at CatsCast. No, Cats Podcast. CatsPodcast.
Cats Podcast on Instagram. And what else?
And then what else? We also have a website.
We have a website.
It's currently. The template, just I wrote Cats, the musical, the movie, the podcast.
Because that's all we really need.
That's what, yeah, just...
We need a title and a template.
Yeah, and a URL, a domain name. So you can check that out at catspodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
That's all we have for you today.
That's all we have.
Join us next week for scene 3. This podcast is recorded in Carly and Jamie's apartment studios and is produced by Jamie Lewis. Cats, the musical, the movie, the podcast is hosted by Carly and Jamie Lewis. All music is written and produced by Jamie Lewis. Our website was created by Jamie Lewis, and our social media presence is run by Carly Lewis.